Do you know this song that, Gene Autry sang, the Jackson 5 sang, Bruce Springsteen sang? So he's making a list, checking it. Gonna find out who's. Lots of lists this time of year. The most common one, though, isn't that the one from the song. It's the Christmas shopping list. If you haven't finished up with what's on your list by now, there is precious little time to get it done before Christmas Day. Is anyone planning on doing some last-minute Christmas shopping after the service tonight? For those about to embark on dangerous, stressful, last-minute shopping, though, we pray to the Lord. How many of you are Roman Catholic or grew up Roman Catholic? When someone says, we pray to the Lord, what do you respond with in that sense? You know? We're just filled with Protestants. You respond with, Lord, hear our prayer. So if I say, for those about to embark on dangerous, stressful, last-minute shopping, we pray to the Lord. Excellent. Yeah, oh, hey. Little canter there. All right. But the Christmas shopping list isn't the only one out there, right? Some have the list of presents being given to others, complete with the order the presents should be unwrapped. In your house, gift 1, 2, 3, 4. No, not 2. No, you unwrap number 3 now. You've already no, wait, that one's out of order. Do 7 now because that will match with what the other people are getting. You want to go for the wow factor. For any who have this list, it's well thought out, sometimes rearranged several times to get the order just right. So, we've got 1. Anyone else have a list like that? By age, okay. For those who plan the Christmas morning present order that it may build the proper wow factor, we pray to the Lord. Excellent job. I want to compliment you on learning so quickly and being very Catholic, and by that I mean universal. Christmas shopping list, gift order list. How about the who's bringing what list? You got the who's bringing what for tomorrow, the food list for the big gatherings. There's appetizers, main dishes, sides, desserts, beverages. Anyone here a who's bringing what list person? Coordinator? Yeah? Anyone providing everything on the list themselves? Anyone get to just show up? Yeah. Benefit from that list in action. So for all of those bringing food on the who's bringing what list, and all those who benefit, that there may be no unnecessary trips to the only store open on Christmas, we pray to the Lord. There are some other lists. But one I can think of isn't at all positive. It's the annual War on Christmas list. Maybe you've heard about it, you've seen it, it happens every year. This lists the retail establishments that have dared to say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas in their advertising for this time of year. And the idea behind the list is to punish those who don't conform their advertising to the worldview of the makers of that list. I tend to look at that list and make every attempt to shop at the places listed on the naughty list here. Retailers are not theologians. I like to shop where people are kind, where the prices are good, the quality is excellent, and that's pretty much it. Christianity is about showing love and kindness toward others, not about boycotting stores that don't say Merry Christmas. Pure and simple, it ain't about that. So for the times we replace love and kindness with unnecessary and unproductive battles, we pray to the Lord. I wonder what kind of list Mary and Joseph had when they had to journey to the place of Joseph's ancestry for a census. What might be on that list? Food? Water? Funds of some kind? A pack animal? Maybe, maybe not. Probably, but it doesn't say that there was one. The Bible doesn't. Relatives to travel with? Probably. Advance reservations? Nah. Any place for a baby to be born? Oh, let's just wing it. It'll be fine. Leading up to the night that Jesus was born, I think the lists were somewhat simple. Mary and Joseph showed kindness to their traveling companions and hopefully received kindness from them. And while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. For those who are without a home and wonder what will come next, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. Last Sunday in church, I talked about my favorite Simpsons holiday episode. Who was here in church on Sunday? Who was not here in church on Sunday? Oh, no. Well, here, the episode was called Holidays of Future Past. It's from a few years back. And in the episode, Maggie Simpson has a baby. Little Maggie with the pacifier, but she's all grown up because it's the future. Little do we know that you can have a future for the Simpsons even though the kids have been the same age for the last 22 years. But, you know, that's how cartoons work. Well, in it, Maggie Simpson has the baby, and Abe Simpson, Grandpa Abe, has the best line. He says this, "If there's one day a year..." I can't do his voice for you. I'll just do an old man voice. Okay. "If there's one day a year to give unwed mothers a break, it's Christmas." Well, that wasn't too bad. I almost sounded like him. Pat myself on the head. I love the line and the way I said it. No, I love the sentiment behind the line. It just shows some love. So this Christmas, amid all of the lists, and incidentally, you know that whole naughty or nice list from the first song there? God doesn't have a naughty list. God loves everyone, no exceptions. Just get that through your head too. So this year, amid all the lists, please don't forget to give one another a break and just show some love. And I think that should be at the top. Maybe the only thing on this year's checklist. This Christmas and always, we should give one another a break. Just show some love. We pray to the Lord. Amen.